How are you?
I'm okay. I am okay. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Wow.
That's strong words.
That's impressive.
Well, you know.
I wonder who else is online. It's just you and me, baby.
Just the way I like it. I knew I was fantastic for a reason. Because there are no spiders in my Mac.
Oh, my God. Yeah, my father-in-law calls me and he says, so, I'm going to turn on the thing. We're on 5x5, by the way, so no spoilers, but did you have a good time at your little radio show?
I had a fantastic time. It was quite an experience. It was a lot of fun. Great group of people. Talked to Jonathan Colton for a while.
That's exciting. When will they broadcast it?
I believe it airs on the radio waves in January.
Gets believed in January.
January.
Yes. I think they're recording everything right now.
Do they edit their show or something? That's crazy.
I know. It's nuts.
Did you drop the incomparable on Jonathan Colton? Say, hey, you've been on a podcast.
I did. I said you've been on my a podcast, The Incomparable. You've been on a podcast with my colleague, Unprofessional. And I know friends of yours.
Wow.
He said, it's very small, the internet.
And I live in a crawl space in your house.
Yes.
And I know your stalker, John Syracuse.
Your wife says hi, by the way.
She needs milk.
Yeah.
Please pick it up at the store.
Put that on the list.
I'm gonna disappear for 1 second.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Oh, sure. So you
say.
Yeah, later. This is exciting, folks. This is the... This is the incomparable.
We're live. Welcome.
Aren't you glad we sent that push notification to you?
Woo!
Yeah, that was good.
What is it? Why is Lex
stuff.
Here? I didn't think Lex could read.
That's Lex weird. Hasn't read it.
I read a lot. Especially
that's good.
Since I have a Kindle.
Ah, see, which we're going to talk about. That's
save it for the
topic.
Podcast.
No spoilers. Please.
No spoilers.
Coming up on this podcast, more jokes about Lex not reading.
Yeah. All right. I Andy said that he would be here. Ren is not here because Ren is in at Disneyland.
Well, that's a pretty good excuse.
As excuses go, it's not bad.
I was watching Elementary, but then I stopped.
I watched the pilot of Elementary, and I thought, this is not horrible.
So Scott, was my review accurate?
Yes, it is.
Competently done CBS procedural.
Yes. Which
I really like Johnny Lee Miller.
He's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I think I said on the podcast, I would, if I was locked in a room and forced to watch a CBS procedural, that's probably the one I would choose.
Yeah, yeah. See, I really miss Eli Stone, so just seeing him on any television show is satisfying to me.
I never watched Eli Stone.
Oh, Eli Stone was great.
Is that the one with the lawyer who had a brain tumor or something and he saw crazy things?
He had many musical numbers.
The male Ally McBeal.
Could we have a show with Johnny Lee Miller and Billy Bob Thornton that's about ex-husbands of Angelina Jolie? Because I think that would be hilarious.
Frank and Kyle in the chat room say that they love this start time. One great thing about the start time is we get Lex because Lex has a very early bedtime. But at this time, I'm usually on a bus somewhere between San Francisco and Mill Valley, and instead, I'm in Arizona.
Your bus has gone horribly wrong.
It's a bad bus ride, man. Bad bus ride. Long, very long bus ride too. Let me tell you. So I guess we should just get going. It makes it easier if we only have three guests. So the plan is to talk about a little bit about what are you reading, but largely I wanted to make this topic. I hope somebody doesn't fire me for this because it's slightly technological because it is the How We Read, which was a reader who I should probably call up their email and give them credit, which I wasn't planning on doing.
No.
In the meantime, I would love all of you to start recording and say recording.
Oh, I'm sure you'd like that.
Recording.
Like that. Like that, wouldn't
Red
you?
5 standing by.
Recording.
That was nice.
I think I was Andy's. God damn it, the stupid call recorder window's getting lost.
Red 6 standing by.
I can't find it. Come back, call recorder window. Why?
I just love that Dan Moore's here, so I'm not the least professional participant.
Usually I'm very, this is a well-oiled machine, but for some reason I can see it in expose, and every time I try to like click on it, it just goes and hides somewhere. Oh, man, I'm ruining everything. This is great.
There is no expose.
All right, I'll hide everything except for... Nope, that wasn't Skype. I'll hide everything except for Skype. Where the hell is this window? There it is. No, it's gone again. There it is. All right.
That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks for tuning in.
Wow.
Oh, man, that was pretty...
Did they ask you to do technical things on your little NPR radio show, Dan?
No, although I will say this in something that will probably not get aired. There was a quiz after mine in which the buzzers died. Because they're driving it with a Mac, and the Mac crashed. So they had to, like, wait to reboot it. And everyone sort of stood around awkwardly. And
did they stand up and say, is there a Mac journalist in the house?
You know, I thought about it. But, you know, Jonathan Colton had a good comment about, I could there's nothing like seeing a group of people bending over a computer to make me think, maybe I should go over there and see if there's anything I can do.
I know.
I think we've all had that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that moment. I had that moment at my kid's school where I was like, should I? I don't really want to be this. Please, somebody just tell her that she can press spacebar to start playing the DVD again. Please, please. Crap.
Don't make me be that guy.
I don't. Oh. See, this was the kindergarten of my oldest. So it's like my first school thing. I'm like, I don't want to become the guy who the principal comes to. Oh, fine. Press spacebar. Space. Yeah.
No, you just got to embrace it. Stand aside.
Oh, I just didn't want to be that guy, but I ended up being that guy.
No, you are that guy. Embrace it.
Who
embrace
was that it. Man who just, well, that was the editor of Macworld. Well, of course it was. Yes, it's his job. Does he just appear when people need him? Well, yes. Yeah. It's not his kid's school or anything.
That's kind of sad.
I'm here. Has someone summoned me to fix a Mac problem that does not involve spiders?
Yeah.
But sadly, you just say hit the space bar, and it doesn't really, your Mac crashed.
Sometimes it's command shift space bar, but.
Oh, yeah. That's why you make the big bucks.
Yeah. So, okay. So everybody's recording, I hope.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, I don't know if all the listeners are, but I am.
I hope there is a guy actually who records the 5x5 stream because we talked about it at one point. If somebody had recorded the stream while we had talked, and he posted a link to the
he has his own After Dark
to the stream. Yeah, he doesn't even need the After. He is the After Dark. He is the entire After Dark.
I wonder if that guy who is doing the Scott McNulty supercut gave up because he really should have.
he's dead now. I'm now archiving all of the episodes, so once he gets up to episode, I think, 100, if he asks me, I can actually provide him with the ISO track of McNulty.
You don't want to make it easy for him.
But only if he asks.
There's someone in the chat room saying that was me, and I don't know if that's in reference to the
They're referring to the person who records the stream, because I saw it in the
message. Yeah. That's Kyle.
So thank you, Kyle, underscore, underscore.
I love that. That was like, if we want to say something that's awful on the After Dark and then suppress it by never actually posting it as an After Dark and think we've gotten away with it because the only people who heard it were on the 5x5 live stream, Kyle will blackmail us. That's how that works.
We'll just have to murder Kyle.
Yeah. I think we probably should let Kyle know that we don't actually have any money or anything worth blackmailing for. Really.
And since Kyle is recording this, I am actually not going to murder you, Kyle. And if you happen to be murdered, it was not me.
It was, no.
He's got blank, you know, Scott McNulty's got an alibi, is all I'm saying.
Scott brings up an interesting point, though. In your scenario, Kyle would have to have constructed some elaborate scheme where if he dies, his recordings of the 5x5 live streams would be made available somewhere as evidence of possible murder threats, right?
Well, I could see no other reason why he would be recording the live stream.
I can see no other reason why we're recording it.
Yeah. That's
this
a good
point. This is a fascinating topic for the Incomparable, the perfect murder.
Is it weird that I think about that all the time, like how I would pull off a murder?
My mother asked me again. She didn't ask me this time what a podcast is. I think she's learned now.
She asked you how to commit the perfect murder. So that's a dangerous thing to tell your mother.
It's radios without the listeners. She's gotten that now. They're radio, but no listeners. But now she said, should we all like be very quiet out in the other room while we... No, don't. My microphone is okay. It'll work fine. And yeah, the last thing I need is my entire family huddled outside the door thinking, what? This is, they're recording this crap?
I will say that when I was on stage last night, that you have to be uncomfortably close to those microphones. Like, I thought I was going to eat that microphone. That's way closer than I get to this microphone.
I'm uncomfortably close to my microphone here.
You'd probably sound better if you got uncomfortably close here.
I am emotionally uncomfortably close to my microphone.
Should I get just closer to my microphone?
We're all uncomfortably better? Close to you, Dan.
Hello. That hello is the best thing I've ever heard you say, Dan.
Hello, ladies. Hello, hello, ladies.
Yeah, now he's Barry White. Wow, Dan's voice.
I was going for the Old Spice guy.
All right.
Hello, ladies.
All right. So we're going to talk about how we're reading, what we're reading, and then we'll be done. So
this and then is, murder somebody.
Yes. And then how to commit the perfect murder will be the third topic. All right. Awesome. This will be a great After Dark, and I hope all of you listening on the After Dark enjoyed it. All right. Because sometimes I just stick everything in the After Dark.
On the After After Dark.
Yeah.
How to commit the perfect murder.
That's right. That's going to be our subscription offering. You have to pay us $20 a year, and then you get the After Dark.
To not murder you. $20 a year, and you are off the murder list.
Oh. You're a genius.
No one monetizes podcasts like this enough.
No. No. Most of them, they read ads. But so there was a guy on Twitter who was like, well, why does The Incomparable stay on the air if it has no ads when Hypercritical?
Because we have a murder list.
The answer is that we threaten to kill you unless you give us money. Solved. Podcast monetization solved. Protection racket. It's a protection racket without the listeners. That's what it is.
What a world.
Okay.
Good thing no one's recording this.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness Kyle has been, he's got like a pillow stuffed over his face right now. No.
Kyle has just run out of hard drive space, actually.
Is that guy who's making the Scott McNulty supercut is going to be so happy?
He just gave up.
No, that's like, it's just like, oh, Scott talks. I walk away. Let him talk.
That's right. Just put on autopilot.
So go to your local Barnes & Noble and buy the book about the Kindle, and when you get to the front desk, the clerk will kill you.
He'll slap it out of your
head. Unless you give them
$20. Jerk. That's you need to buy the Nook how-to at Barnes & Noble, right, Scott?
They do have Nook how-tos at Barnes & Noble.
Did you write the Nook how-to book?
I did not. I don't find the Nook as a compelling product, but it's just me.
But that's Sony e-reader, right?
Well, my first e-reader was a Sony e-reader, and, you know, Sony was very early in the space. I think they may have had the first e-ink reader. I could be wrong about that, but whatever. So I bought it. I was very excited. And with Sony, the problem is they make beautiful hardware, but getting anything onto it was impossible. And I was like, this is awful. Their store was bad. I couldn't. It was not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember reading books on and this is John Siracusa actually worked in this field, right? And he's not here, but I remember on my Palm Pilot I had some books and tried to read them on there, and boy, that was a low resolution screen, and you know, but you could do it, and it was a little ahead of its time, and there was like the Rocket eBook Reader and things like that. They were a little too early, and the Kindle.
I have a Rocket eBook Reader.
The first Kindle wasn't very good either.
Right. Well,
I bought it.
Yours.
I returned mine. Yeah,
it was weird.
Send it back. It was really weird. It was like from a parallel universe in the 80s.
It's
true.
You
know, the first Kindle was something like, I don't know, $27,000 or something.
And, 500.
Yeah, 500.
Like I said, MacBook Air of Kindles.
Before I was willing to buy I had seen the original Kindle in person and decided it wasn't for me. But then I was intrigued by the Kindle 2, which is also like hilariously 80s style when you look at it, even when you looked at it when it was new. But when I was debating whether to buy that one, first I got the Kindle app on my iPhone, which was the only iOS device that existed at the time, I think. And I read How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Kindle app for iPhone to determine whether I could be a successful ebook reader. And because I was okay with that experience, I said, okay, yeah, I can buy the Kindle. That was my decision point.
Yeah, I have a really hard time reading books on the iPhone, but I know Ren, for example, reads like almost exclusively on her iPhone, which I can't even understand.
That's crazy.
If only she wasn't at Disneyland, we could ask her why she does that. Damn. I was trying to call
Ren startling.
At Disneyland. Sorry, it didn't work. We should have left her a message. Hey, it's the podcast. We're calling to ask you about your iPhone.
I have actually left somebody a message from a podcast before. It's awkward, but fun.
You know, I want to say, Dan, if you're going to bring up the Kindle comparisons one, or the ebook comparisons one more time, one thing the Kindle really should do better, and Scott, please teach me if it does, but I've got hundreds of books in my Kindle library. Probably that's probably not a high enough number, but I don't feel like it does a great job when I want to look at all the books in my archive or my Kindle library to show me which ones I've read and which ones I haven't. Because, you know, especially since, you know, I don't, they don't all go onto the Kindle itself. I don't put them all there right away because I just want to own them so that I can read them. But then I don't necessarily remember every book that I've read and I don't know which ones I've read. And if I download them, then I can see what page I'm on because it syncs it up. But if I don't download the device first, I just have this long list and I'm not sure which ones, I've already finished. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. There is a, I mean, on the Kindle Fire, you can tell easily. On the actual e-ink Kindles, not so much. So buy a Kindle Fire. That's my solution.
That's the solution.
Brilliant. Yeah. Right.
Amazon's Scott, Amazon McNulty, we call it.
Yeah. That's me.
I although I have to say the ad thing on Amazon is genius because although I've got the Kindle with ads and it doesn't bother me that much and sometimes there are good deals. I am especially amused by the $10 coupon for $5 deal that occasionally appears. You're like, well, why wouldn't I do that? But they were advertising the new Twilight movie. And I realized I was embarrassed to take my Kindle out on the bus because it's got a picture of the pretty, pretty vampire from Twilight on it. I'm like, I'm not reading about
that
Twilight.
That was a big picture of
it. Was. It was all there for a long time.
No, so bad. That and before that, it was the scary woman who advertised denim, who had like eyes from hell. And she was just like, you buy the $20 thing to get rid of me and
does your Kindle talk to you? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I don't think buying it makes the ad go away either.
No. It's frightening.
I don't have any ads in my hardcover books, to tell you that.
Not yet.
Give it someday.
Amazon's working on that.
Right around the time they figure out how to sync those page numbers.
Yeah. How many stars? I'd like to give it 3.5, but I can't give it 3.5. So I could give 3.25, but you know, really it's more like 3.13.
Yeah, that was
so I'll give it 4 stars.
I'm rating anything.
So I gave it 1 star because I can't give it.
I give the book 4 stars, but the rating system 1 star out of 1.
Oh. I would give it 3 stars if you were actually asking what my star rating would be.
I gave it 4 stars because I it was thin and yet I loved it. I laughed out loud. And we're done. Now we're back to the land where only the secret recording powers of Kyle will be.
No, I think he got kicked out of the room at one point.
Oh, Kyle!
So it's just we're on our own. We're through the looking glass here, people.
No, anybody want to foment the violent overthrow of the U.S. government? Now is your chance.
Those guys are tired.
It's too much work. Titles: Nate Silver dies at the end. Asking girls in bars for information. Spaceships or dragons? kid carrying a Hitler book. Forrest Gumpian.
Not the best I don't want the SEO on that.
Forrest Gumpian. Helvetica. Arg. Pro library. They are full of nerds. Very well-read hobos. I think that was before we started. Well-read hobos.
I'll take it.
Scott talks. How to commit the perfect murder. Ah, yes. Very good.
Oh, that's way back when we determined how to commit the perfect murder. Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah. Back earlier in the After Dark that we'll post later.
The Before Dark.
Yeah. Well, the before the show is as good as the after show. So I just put them both together and it's before and after the incomparable and it works pretty well.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot. This is a rich vein.
Yes. Don't say anything, Alex.
Okay.
Oh, no, this was good. This was good. And earlier than usual.
Wait, someone suggested
free copy of Dan Horan's novel.
You're welcome.
Right now, all copies of it are free.
Free as in beer?
Oh. Yeah, free as in beer. Buy me a beer, you can have a copy of my novel.
He'll email you a copy in draft form.
I am the drunkest author around.
That's right, you're a bestseller in beer.
Yeah, not even that.
And stream.
Oh.
And now I can turn off the... So, okay, 5x5 people, thank you for coming and listening, and I wish we could do it at this time all the time, but I'm not usually in Arizona where I can do it at this time all the time, so maybe some other time. Goodbye, 5x5, goodbye.